they seem to go around. I looked up, to my surprise, the gal I was with was gone. Where she went, I don't know. I mean to follow everywhere she goes. Folks said I'm crooked, I didn't know where she took it. I want the whole world to know. They say I do it, ain't nobody caught me. You got to prove it on me. Went out last night with a crowd of my friends. There must have been women, cause I don't like no men. It's true, I wear color and a tie. Make the wind blow all the while. Cause to say I do it, ain't nobody caught me. They sure got to prove it on me.
Last night with a crowd of my friends, they must have been women, cause I don't like no men. That's probably the most iconic queer blues song, and it was done by Ma Rainey in 1928. It may likely, for most of my listeners, be the most known song on the entire show. As this show will go deep, this is J.D. Doyle for Queer Music Heritage, and this month I'm visiting obscure queer blues songs almost exclusively from the 1920s and 30s. Some will be by singers who were known to be gay, lesbian, or bisexual, and some were by straight artists whose songs refer to the subject of homosexuality in some way. And it'll be a two-hour show. I tell you, I put a lot of research into this one. While Ma Rainey's song, Prove It On Me Blues, is fresh in your mind, I'm going to play one that directly ripped it off and was recorded only 2 months later by Wayman Sloppy Henry. It has the same hook, but the lyrics are much more gay, and they include another euphemism for sex, coffee grinding. The song is called Say I Do It.
Mose and Pete lived on Green Willow Street in Northwest Baltimore. Pete run with Mose, cause he powdered his nose and even more ladies' whores. Two could be seen running hand in hand in all kinds of weather. Tell the neighbors they begin to signify about the bird that flopped together. Mose, he began to sigh. Pete yelled out his reply. Say I do it, ain't nobody seed me, they sure got to prove it about me. Can't identify a man with the cover over his head. When the crab is cooked, he's bound to turn red. It's true I use a powder puff and have the shiny face. I wear the red necktie cause I think it suits my taste. I know my voice is tenor, I reduce myself with lace. And when you see me with the gang, you find me singing bass. They say I do it, ain't nobody seed me, they sure got to prove it about me. Listen, your husband is a doctor, man, they told Miss Liza Lee. 6-eyed meal cottage out in the country by the sea. Turkey's bath to recommend my breakfast in the bed. Make sure that I would get it. He left a check and said, say, I done it. Ain't nobody seed me. They sure got to prove it by me. Say, I do it. Ain't nobody seed me. They sure got to prove it by me. Can't identify a man, cover all his head. Crab is cooked, he's bound to turn red. Dry use a pile of puff and has a shiny face. I wear the redneck tie cause I think it suits my taste. They say I done it, ain't nobody seed me. They sure got to prove it about me.
I'm going to go back to Ma Rainey for the start of a set of songs about sissies. In 1925, she did one called Sissy Blues. Now, in blues songs back then, jelly roll was often used as slang for female genitalia, though in this case, it wasn't female. The four verses go, I dreamed last night I was far from harm, woke up and found my man in a sissy's arms. Some are young, some are old, my man says sissy's got good jelly roll. My man got a sissy, his name is Miss Kate. He shook that thing like jelly on a plate. Now all the people ask me why I'm all alone. A sissy shook that thing and took my man from home.
Thank you.
line up to Daisy Chain, see if I can find my good gal over there. I'm going up to Daisy Chain, see if I can find my good gal over there. Because the good book told me I got a good gal somewhere. Church bells ringing early this morning. I heard the church bells ringing early this morning. I bet some old dirty deacon stole my good gal and gone. Troubles in my hand. I woke up this morning with my business in my hand. If you can't bring me a woman, bring me a sissy man.
Sissy Man Blues was recorded four times in the mid-1930s, with Kokomo Arnold perhaps having the most success with it. I played a version by Connie McLean's Rhythm Boys from 1936, and all the versions have in common the line, "If you can't send me no woman, send me a sissy man." And from 1938, Lewis Powell brings us one more song called Sissy, with some interesting chatter at the beginning.
Honey, come on over here now. Everything is going to be lovely this morning, because we're going to read everybody. We're going to read each other this morning. We're all sisters, and we must get together. So you're around here. I thought I understood you until yesterday. I found out that you're just another sissy. You're around here trying to act like a man, thinking that folks won't understand. But oh dear, dear me, you could never fool me, honey. You're just another sissy.
Pretty as a dream, it's a shame to make those heavenly lips resist. Honey, you're a sissy, scared to death they might be kissed. Gee, I'll bet she walk with a big umbrella under the stars above. Scared to death of moonlight, so afraid you fall in love. Oh, dearie me, you're an old apple tree that's afraid to blossom, cut to come through. You like a baby, and love is the boogerman to you. Mr. Cupid knows you've been dodging arrows right from the very start. Honey, you're a sissy, got a fence around your heart. Thank you. wait for Blossom Scarlet to come through. You like a baby and love is a boogeyman to you. No, Mr. Cupid, no, you've been dodging arrows right from the very start. Honey, you're a sissy, got the fence around your heart.
Call me a freakish man. What more was there to do? She called me a freakish man. What more was there to do? Just 'cause she said I was strange, that did not make it true. I sent her to the mill to have her coffee ground. I sent her to the mill, oh Lord, to have her coffee ground. 'Cause my wheel was broke and my grinder could not be found. Bound to turn it black. I say you mix ink with water, bound to turn it black. You run around with funny people, you'll get a streak of it off your back. There was a time when I was alone, my freakish way to treat. There was a time when I was alone, my freakish way to treat. But they're so common now, you get one every day in the week. Had a strange feeling this morning, well, I've had it all day. Had a strange feeling this morning, I've had it all day. I'll wake up one of these mornings, that feeling will be here to stay.
That was the openly gay George Hanna singing vocals on a Mead Lux Lewis track from 1930 called Freakish Blues. And from the following year, he gave us one called Boy in a Boat. This is another slang song, as Boy in a Boat referred to the clitoris, and starting with the second verse, it's all about the women.
Now, did you ever hear the story about that boy in a boat? Don't wear no shoes or no overcoat. Broad told me that it happened like this. He loved to dive and also to fish. He went roaming in that shallow boat with his head hardly rising and his eyes hard to go. Face is all wrinkled and his breath smells like soap. Talking about that boy in a boat. When you see two women walking hand in hand, just look them over and try to understand. They'll go to these parties, have the lights down low. Only those parties where women can go. You think I'm lying, just as I can. Took many abroad from many a man. Face is still wrinkled and his breath smells like soap. Still talking about that boy in a boat. the year 22. A lot of these dames had nothing to do. Uncle Sam thought he'd give them a fighting chance. Packed up all the men and sent them on to France. Sent them over there, those Germans to hunt. Left the women at home to try out all their new guns. His face is all wrinkled and his breath smells like soap. I'm talking about that boy in the boat.
Sometimes when you are researching queer references in blues songs, what you find is very short or only comes later in a song. I've got some examples. In the 1936 song Garbage Man by the Harlem Hamfats, after the first 45 seconds, the rest of the song is instrumental, but they do get down to business right away. They talk about sticking out your can, or butt, for the garbage man. And as it wasn't clear enough, the song is subtitled The Call of the Freaks.
Knock, knock!
Who's there?
Stick out the can. This is garbage, garbage man.
Can you take it?
Yeah, man! Yeah, man! Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Ain't nobody stick it out like you can.
In 1929, Rufus Perryman, better known as Speckled Red, recorded Dirty Dozens. I'll give you the first verse and then skip to the third, where he talks about seducing a whole family, including Daddy.
I want all you women folks to fall in line. Shake your shimmy like I'm shaking mine. You shake your shimmy and you shake it fast. You can't shake your shimmy, shake your yes, yes, yes. Now you're the dirty mistreater, rubber and a cheater. Flip you in the dust, your pappy is your cousin. Your mama do the law, you know. I like your mama and like your sister too. I did like your daddy, but your daddy wouldn't do. Met your daddy on the corner the other day. You know about that he was funny that way. So now he's a funny mistreater, robber and a cheater. Flip you in the dust, your papa is your cousin. Your mama do the law, you know.
Next up, Lucille Bogan, who was also known as Bessie Jackson. Sometimes artists would record under different names so that they could get paid by more than one record company. And most of her output was under the name Bogan, where in 1927 she recorded this one. She gets to the point in the last section where she wishes for the day when women don't need no men.
Woman has a blue, but you know the tone is let me down today. But believe me, sweet home is found a brand new way.
Okay, Women Don't Need No Men by Lucille Bogan. But 8 years later, going under the name Bessie Jackson, you'll hear the same phrasing, but this time it's BD Women Who Don't Need No Men. And in BD Women's Blues, the BD stood for the slang term bull dykes or bull daggers, and it became one of the most openly lesbian songs of the blues. Here's another song that doesn't get interesting to us until the last verse. In 1930, the Hokum Boys recorded one called Somebody's Been Using That Thing, and I just love the backing duo. Anyway, near the end, they sing about female impersonators and very butch women.
I took my whiskey jug to get a little shot. Someone beat me to it and they didn't leave a drop. Bumba, Somebody's been using that thing.
Boom, boom.
Somebody's been using that thing.
Just as sure as you're born. Somebody's been using that thing.
I met the cutest little brown that I had ever seen. But when she started loving, I found she wasn't green. Somebody's been using that thing.
Boom, boom.
Somebody's been using that thing.
Just as sure as you're born. Somebody's been using that thing.
When Minnie was a girl, her mother kept her from men. But Minnie had two children when she reached the age of 10. Somebody's been using that thing.
I know.
Somebody's been using that thing.
Just
as sure as you're born. Somebody's been using that thing. Jimmy Jones, the gambler, owned a pretty paradise. He made his 7 once, and he made his 11 twice. Somebody's been using that thing. Somebody's been using that thing.
Just as sure as you're born. Somebody's been using that thing.
My friend picked a new girl in a little dance hall. She used to be a high stepper, but now he can't walk at all.
What's the matter?
Somebody's been using that thing.
I thought it.
Somebody's been using that thing.
Just as sure as you're born. Somebody's been using that thing.
House on the corner is the funniest place. The man who lives there puts paint and powder on his face.
Oh, stop now.
Somebody's been using that thing.
Oh, follow it.
Somebody's been using that thing.
Just as sure as you're born. Somebody's been using that thing.
I went down to the levee to watch the boats come in. Saw a lot of women who walked and talked like men.
What's the matter?
Somebody's been using that thing.
Are you sure?
Somebody's been using that thing.
Why,
just as sure as you're born. Somebody's been using that thing. When you see little schoolgirls tipping down the street, shaking and twisting from their heads to their feet.
I know.
Somebody's been using that thing.
You can always tell.
Somebody's been using that thing.
Just as sure as you're born. Somebody's been using that thing.
Dreaming in my life.
Downhearted Blues by Alberta Hunter from 1922. Alberta Hunter was one of our lesbian blues divas who had a long career. She was successful almost immediately, starting from the early 20s, began recording, performing on Broadway, and even in the London production of Showboat, starring opposite Paul Robeson. New York society treated her and her girlfriend Lottie Tyler like a couple and reported on them in the gossip columns, such as when they went to attend a recital by Robeson at Carnegie Hall, along with Langston Hughes and gay Harlem Renaissance writer Carl Van Vechten. She retired in the 1950s, but made a remarkable comeback at age 81 in 1977, and performed until her death in 1988. I found an intriguing song by her from 1923 called Someone Will Take Your Place. Like many of the songs, it's almost 2 minutes until the interesting lines, but in those lines, she sings, "So if you don't want me, tell me to my face, 'cause five or six women gonna take your place." Alberta Hunter. Alberta Hunter helped popularize a number of songs, including one she never recorded called Pretty Baby. I mention it because it was composed by Tony Jackson, a musician known for his ability to accompany almost anyone on piano, in any style, and do it with flair. And he was openly gay. It's widely reported that he wrote Pretty Baby for his boyfriend. Jackson never recorded it, or for that matter, anything, but I want you to hear just a clip of the song. You'll probably recognize it, as it was later sanitized for the likes of Fanny Brice, and later in Hollywood, Doris Day, Dean Martin, and in this case, from 1948, Al Jolson.
Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love, and we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby of mine.
Oh, I sure wish Alberta Hunter had recorded a version. A moment ago, I mentioned Carl Van Vechten. He was a white gay writer and photographer, and you can hardly research the Harlem Renaissance without learning about him. He was an avid financial patron of many black artists and writers, like Langston Hughes, Ethel Waters, Walter Thurman, and more. And as a photographer, he captured the who's who of Harlem and New York City and world society. It seems he knew them all, and Gertrude Stein even made him her literary executor. This next song gives a quick nod to him. It's by Jimmy Johnson and his orchestra, and in a song called Go Harlem, its very short verse part says, like Van Vechten, start inventing.
Go Harlem, go Harlem, go Harlem, go Harlem, here's how. Get rhythm, get rhythm, get rhythm, get rhythm. Start now, laugh, 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 baby, laugh, laugh your cares away. Bing, 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 dance on, turn your work to play. Go Harlem, go Harlem, go Harlem, go Harlem, go, no. Don't hurry, keep worry on the go. Like Van Vechten, start infecting. Go Harlem, go Harlem, go Harlem, start right now.
The rest of the track is instrumental and scatting. Quite a curious song. Now, the very early 30s was during the so-called pansy craze, and that in Harlem seemed to go hand in hand. In the 1931 novel Strange Brother by Blair Niles, two of the characters want to go clubbing in this other world, and they visit the Lobster Pot, a fictionalized version of the real Clam House, where Gladys Bentley held court. And as the character Sybil, she's described as a large and mannish singer. They also encounter a black female impersonator going by the name Sepia Gloria Swanson. This was a real person and was quite well known at the time, and who worked in Chicago and then Harlem. Another famed female impersonator went by Sepia Mae West. I have a song by him, though under his real name, Dick Barrow. Barrow was an MC and band leader in the Bronzeville section of Chicago in those years, where the Cabin Club was a high-profile venue for female impersonators. That's mentioned in his recording from 1936, essentially a commercial for the club, called Down at the Cabin Inn.
If you want to have a real good time, mean place to dance and dine, may produce and show that when Tinsley with his red hot band, you'll hear Hot Nuts sang by Stella. The way she croons is really mellow. Waitress keeps a smile at least. Bartenders mixing drinks with ease. There's Joe and Lim, they sing and dance. Cute chorus girls put you in a trance. The boss and wife are very nice. And that's the place they don't have fights. There's Jimmy singing his jazz, jazz. Impersonators do the rest. You buy whiskey, any blend. You don't need much dough to spend. There's the best of class, brand new friends. Down at the Cabin Inn, oh yes. Down at the Cabin Inn. Yes, I know. Down at the Cabin Inn. Thank you. Jimmy singing his yes, yes. Impersonator, do the rest. You buy whiskey, any blend. You don't need much stuff to spend. There's the best of class, brand new friends. Down at the cabin in, oh yeah. Down at the cabin in.
I've got the house red party blue. I'm blue as I can be. Well, the landlord, he's complaining. He's been complaining to me. He asked me what's my story. So he knows just what to say to me. I said to say this salt of water, no shaving can I do. Now the coal is crashing and heat is cut down too. I said I'd give this little party and try to raise some cash so that he don't come back, Daddy, just do the things that I ask. I've got the house grand party blue as I can be. If someone don't show up soon, the landlord too will be mad with me.
Oh, here comes somebody now. So what do you know, Jack? I never say.
Well, the thing's fine.
Yeah? So what do you got good?
Well, anything you want to eat, like wine, whiskey, and gin.
Wait.
But, old man, if you get too loud.
What happened, man?
Old John Law's liable to walk in.
Well, you know what they say.
What is that?
No rooting and tooting. Won't be no cutting and tooting.
That's
so let's
right.
Sit down with us.
Well, I'm doing all right. Things are looking mighty fine. Yes, I'm doing all right. Things are looking mighty fine. Well, the cake is getting larger, so I'll get this worry off my mind.
Now, who's that? Open up, officer of the law.
Officer, who is it?
Officer of the law.
What's the matter, officer?
Gentlemen, this cabin seats. All right, everybody, let's go.
Oh, officer, I have a little baby. Please don't take me.
Every tub, let's go.
But, officer, what about my baby?
Every little tub. Everybody goes when the wagon's on. All right, come on, let's go.
Well, we had a good time, but things didn't last so long. Yes, we had a good time.
As long as I was playing Dick Barrow, I included one from 1950, Rent Party Blues. And rent parties were the subject of a number of blues songs from the 1920s on. Folks were just trying to raise the rent. But a couple moments ago, I was talking about Gladys Bentley. She is how I will end this segment. And you're saying, wait, what about the blues divas Bessie Smith and Ethel Waters and Frankie Half-Pint Jackson? All in good time. I've got them and many others on deck for part two. Gladys Bentley was a big woman, about 250 to 300 pounds, and wore men's clothing and cut a dashing figure in her white top hat and tux. And she was something no other blues singer of those decades was, openly lesbian. Regarding her, I'm going to leave the 30s for a moment, as I have something very rare to play for you. Now, I avidly collect her recordings, and in February 2013, I did a special show on her that included some unreleased material. But at that time, I did not own her last recording on the Excelsior Records label from 1945. But I do now, and it took me years to track it down. I could not even find a place on the internet to hear it before finding a copy. So this is the first good time I've had to share it. I've mixed together about half of each track, so you can hear both sides. Here's Gladys Bentley and Notoriety Papa and He Went to the Girl Next Door.
Yes, you don't know how to treat me.
So that's why I put you out. You say so full of liquor and you don't know what you're talking about. You're loud and naughty. Just as wrong as you can be. You get full of old Kentucky. Wanna whip my head for me. You knocked on my door last Saturday, and I wouldn't let you in. Call the law and had me raided. Then try to blame it on your gin. You're loud and noisy, just as wrong as you can be. Yes, you get full of old Kentucky. Wanna whip my head for me. You all dressed me on the corner, and last night you didn't care. Since you got out of that army, you know raped me everywhere. You're loud and naughty, just as long as you can be. Yes, you get full of old Kentucky and wanna beat my head for me. My best boyfriend went to war. He's been gone 3 years or more. He's the one man that I adore. Coming home so fast. Long, lean, and tall, and his name is Sam. He was my regular kitchen man. Turns my butter and he boils my ham. But he cooks his goose at last. Cause it's not what he said, and it's not what it meant. Was his own money, so it's not what he spent. But I'm blowing my top, cause it went to the gal next door. She called me in, she dropped the cake. Placed that diamond right in my face. Yes, I'm blowing my top, cause it went to the gal next door. Cause I gave him food when he couldn't eat. Put shoes on his naked feet. I bought him clothes when he looked so beat. He was the sharpest cat on any street. So it's not what he said, and it's not what it meant. Was his own money, so it's not what he spent. Yes, I'm losing my mind. I'm flashing my wig. I'm blowing my top, but it went to the gal next door.
This is J.D. Doyle, and I hope you are enjoying my special on obscure queer blues, as I've got another hour or so for you to check out. Gladys Bentley will close part one with her first release, which turned out to be about her most famous, from 1928, Worried Blues.
I'll make you miserable to treat us women like you do. I'll make you miserable to treat us women like you do. I don't want no man that I got to give my money to. Told me a letter, never nothing but a no. Told me a letter, never nothing but a no. Told right back and told him, man, I ain't no Billy Goat. Give my man everything from a diamond ring on down. Give my man everything from a diamond ring on down. Next thing I'm gonna give him 6 feet in the cold, cold ground. You can never tell what an old, old man can do. Never tell what an old, old man can do. Keep your eyes open, girl, cause he'll put that thing on you. La, 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 la. haven't got a papa. Ain't no signal that you can't be had. Cause you haven't got a papa. Ain't no signal that you can't be had. If I put this thing on you, baby, gonna be just too doggone there. Mighty hard for you women to keep a real good man nowadays. Mighty hard for you women to keep a real good man nowadays. And these little young chippy gals got so many doggone different ways. Ain't no one did more for you than the good Lord ever done. Did more for you than the good Lord ever done. Put clothes on your back. You know darn well you wasn't born right now.